Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Luke 13, 6 to 9. Luke chapter 13, the verses 6 to 9. Then Jesus told this story. A man planted a fig tree in his garden and came again and again to see if there was any fruit on it. But he was always disappointed. Finally, he said to his gardener, I have waited 3 years and there hasn't been a single fig. Cut it down. It's just taking up space in the garden. The gardener answered, Sir, give it one more chance. Leave it another year, and I will give it special attention and plenty of fertilizer. If we get figs next year, fine. If not, then you can cut it down. Let us reflect on the theme, bearing fruit through repentance. Bearing fruit through repentance. In Luke 13, 6 to 9, Jesus tells a parable about a fig tree that hasn't borne fruit for 3 years. The owner wants to cut it down. But the gardener pleads for one more year to nurture it, hoping it will bear fruit. This parable highlights the urgency and necessity of repentance. Just as the fig tree was given more time to produce fruit, we are given time to repent and turn away from our sins. However, this time is not indefinite. The parable serves as a wake-up call, reminding us that God's patience, while vast, has its limits. Repentance is not merely feeling sorry for our sins. It involves a complete transformation of heart and actions, aligning ourselves with God's will. My dear friends, this call to repentance is a central theme in Jesus' teachings and the ministry of John the Baptist. It is about turning away from sin and turning towards a life that reflects God's justice, mercy, and love. The significance of this parable lies in its urgent call to self-examination and spiritual growth. It invites us to reflect deeply on our lives, identify areas where we fall short, and commit to change. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, are there areas in your life where you feel God is calling you to repent and bear fruit? How can you nurture these areas to produce good fruit? Number two, how does understanding the urgency of repentance influence your daily actions and decisions? Heavenly Father, thank you for your patience and mercy. We recognize that we have been given time to repent and bear fruit. Help us to turn away from our sins and align our lives with your will. Grant us the wisdom to identify the areas in our lives that need change and the strength to nurture our spiritual growth. May our lives bear fruit that reflects your love and grace. In the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.